हो जीवन अपना तो संकल्प विमल, निर्मल हो जीवन अपना तो संकल्प विमल, खुद को हम बदले इतना जब ये जाए बदल, खुद को हम बदले इतना जब ये जाए बदल, आत्म परिवर्तन कर ले विश्व परिवर्तन कर दे,
गुड मॉर्निंग, ओम शांति। सो द लास्ट सेशन वॉज ऑन गॉड्स पावर्स एंड टुडे वी वुड बी टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ दिस पावर वुड हेल्प अस ब्रिंग द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन। व्हाट इज दैट काइंड ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दैट वी आर गोइंग टू ब्रिंग अबाउट? When we think about transformation, what comes into our mind is that it is a complete change of personality. A complete change of personality is not an overnight thing. It's a process. But more than we knowing what's happening to us, of course you will know, but then people around would naturally understand that you are changing. One thing is I can sit back and I can think that, oh, I think, you know, I've become more positive and I'm not keeping anything in my heart, I'm a better person today, I don't take tension home, whatever. There's a whole lot of list of things that you could feel very good about yourself. But then the question arises is that to what extent do others around you feel that? It's a two-way thing here. It's not just an individual journey. It's like you're not an island. You are moving along with others. So transformation has to be like a bridge between you and others. I'm not saying that you obsess with others in the sense you just want to be like how others want you to be. Always liked and you want to please everyone. If you are in that consciousness of trying to please everyone all the time, then what happens is that you'll get more stressed. The idea is not about pleasing someone all the time, but it's about transforming in such a way that you feel good in your own shoes and others are quite comfortable with you. It has to be that. I remember there's a fertilizer company back in Andhra, and I think it must be 90s that there was a session there, and we had this continuous sessions from morning till evening, and we'd take 4 hours for each group. So in one of those groups I had given a topic of actually sharing their virtues with each other. So they were all there, different groups. Seriously, each one is listening to the other, coming to know of what their virtue or strength is. And I would see that they're quite serious about it. But there was one group laughing away to glory. And they're not able to control it. So everybody is getting distracted by that. So I walked up to them and I asked them, what's going on? Are you sharing your virtues or is a joke that you are sharing? What's going on? So the whole lot of them said, sister, this person, he's sharing about his virtues. He's talking about his strengths. I said, okay. So they said, why don't you tell sister what your strength is? So he said, I'm very honest. What is inside my heart is on my mouth. I don't keep anything inside. I'm very frank and I'm very open. This is my strength. And as he was speaking, the rest of his colleagues who were with him in his group started laughing again. Again they laughed so loudly and uncontrollably. I said, he's sharing his strengths. Why are you laughing? So the sister, please, we are all in the same department. We can't bear this. I said, what is wrong? If he's saying he's open and he's honest, I think that's a strength, isn't it? They said, no, it is not strength. It is his weakness. His weakness, your weakness, sister. He can go up to anybody and say, you're good for nothing, and say, look, I'm honest. How are you using those virtues? A lot of people tell me, you know, it's not a very good world to be good. It's a bad world. Nobody appreciates your goodness. I always tell them, you don't know how to be good. That's the problem. Let us say, you know, I don't know much about the places here, but let us say you get a vehicle somewhere here to jump in and they're going to drop you near dining. Okay, he's going from here to dining. So to drop you on the way, it's in the hall, or drop you in the dining is not a problem. But then, let us say you are driving that vehicle and somebody comes up and says, can you drop me in Manmohini? Manmohini is like a far long away from here. Can you drop me there? You are only driving from here, there to dining. That's all that is the, you know, responsibility that you've got. Then you think, no problem. So you take your way, out of your way, you go and you drop them in Manmohini, and then you come back. The next day the person is standing in the same place, comes jumping, running up to you, jumps into your vehicle and say, you take me to Manmohini, right? You say, yeah, sure, no problem. And I'll take you again because I'm a big-hearted person, I don't mind going out of my way, I'll take you there, drop you. The third time he comes and you are like really busy. You have to reach the dining in time. And you have quite a few people sitting with you. He said, look, today I can't take you. I really can't take you there because I need to go to the dining. And the person gets upset with you. They can actually start thinking negative about you now. Who's to be blamed? Him? Who's not grateful for those two trips? Who's to be blamed? So, virtue misplaced. Right? Wonderful virtue, wonderful quality, but misplaced. It's not used in the right way. If you keep a diamond in a plastic cover and give someone and say, this is a diamond, would they believe it? They'll just throw it. They say, this cannot be a diamond. Diamond has to come in the right package. Transformation has to be in the right package. If you're right and you are telling the world that you're right, you're not right. Nobody will believe you. They say, Satyata ko siddh karna bhi jidd hai. Because they say truth is self-evident. You're trying to prove yourself to such a large extent and nobody would be ready to listen to you because it's not coming in the right package. Truth has to come in the package of silence. Silence is not about being quiet, but an understanding silence. Can I have the first slide? If you see this bridge here, the very simple bridge, I've put it there to one corner, I've written what I know, what we all know, is what you've been hearing since the time you've come. You've been listening and listening. A whole lot of your listening power has increased actually here. Right or wrong? I don't think you must have, you know, been listening so much back in your hometown, no? Right? You're listening and you're listening. And so there's a whole lot of knowledge. And for all you know, whatever you know already has been triggered, strengthened, empowered. And then the other side is what you have to be doing now. It's a major shift from this point to that point. Not all swimmers are divers. And a person who's just a swimmer tries diving, he might just drown. We don't know. You need a totally different expertise to be able to dive. So there are, I think, about 90% of the world know. And among that, about, let us say, about another 50% of them actually go deep into the knowledge that they hear and they think about it. But that's where it ends. That's always where it ends. Probably with that power of knowledge, we're able to bring about a little transformation in what we are thinking. But for it to come to the level of transformation, to be seen in life, you need God's power. That is what bridges the gap. before I came to Brahma Kumaris, I was helping a psychiatrist in a clinic. And I was very naive in the sense I wasn't much aware of what people go through, maybe because I was young and I had no exposure. So the doctor gave me a task of taking care of a group of people and listen to their problems. I mean, there's no problem listening to half the time I wouldn't understand what they're going through. I would just sit with them. And I remember one person coming into the group every day talking about his problem, that he's very negative. He's having a lot of negativity and he doesn't know how to overcome it and what to do. He kept on sharing about it every day. So one day I thought, if he's having problem with negativity, he should think positive, no? Look at the way I'm thinking. So I think I'll help him. So with my own little thought, I actually made a list of 20 points from some one of those self-help books, which I might have found somewhere. And I took out a lot of nice points, about 20 of them, and I made a list and I gave it to him the next day and I told him, you need to practice this every day, repeat it to yourself while you're walking and everything, repeat it every day and you'll be okay. You don't have to come to the clinic at all. So he just took it, a nice person, he took it. And then after the next week, I see him again in that group workshop. He was sitting there again. And again they were sharing and again he shared about negativity. I felt very bad. So I went up to him and I said, do you remember I gave you the list of nice sentences for you to practice? Did you practice or not? He said, I am. So if you're practicing for the past 1 week, how come you're still negative? I don't believe you really practice. Are you practicing really? So he said, madam, I am telling myself, I am wonderful, I am great, I am wonderful, I am great. I am telling myself every day, it's all here, it's not going here. They just remain here. It's all knowledge. I don't truly believe it, that I can live it. Unless I don't believe, I can't bring it into life. So, believing in it from my heart, something that has been told. Somebody would come and pat your shoulder and say, you're such a compassionate person. Oh, thank you, you will say. But from the heart, do you believe that? I mean, you just say, okay. I may not be, I know myself very well, I'm not so compassionate. Some people would say, I'm not so compassionate, I don't know why you're saying that. Thank you for saying it, but I don't believe it. But you are. You are compassionate. If even one person is saying you're compassionate, you are. Simple as that. But then, till I don't truly, deeply believe it, it's not going to come into life in a big way. It's not going to. Whether 100 people will believe me, a lot of times, people I call up and wish them for some achievement. This boy who got a Young Scientist Award from the president. And I called him and I said, you're just about 27 and you get this Young Scientist Award for the president. So congratulations. So he says, why Didi? You got that award? No. It's not a small thing, right? So he says, no, 20 others also got it. Even if 20 others got it, you got it. Na? You're one among them. There are thousands who didn't get it. So where is that happiness of what you've achieved? Wherever you are, whatever you are, you've achieved at one point. You've come to one point, haven't you? You've come to a point. Whether in your family, whether at work or business, you've all come to a point where you feel you've achieved something. You survived some things and you've reached with some qualities, some virtues. If you are not believing that something in you has got you to this point. I mean, there are a lot of people on the way in your journey who must have helped you. I'm not denying that at all. But then, without your own will, without your own qualities, without your own virtues, you would reach this point, I won't believe it. It's impossible. And God sees that. And the moment His powers come into you, what happens is that you become aware of these qualities of who you are. which you already are. You're not going to get something new now. You're not going to get some quality somewhere out there. No, you already have it. It gets charged. You know the story of the crow? When I was growing, we would have this story. Keep on putting stones and the water comes out. Same thing. Whatever is inside starts coming out. It's as simple as that. This is the technique. And the minute it comes out, the qualities which come out, then you will start feeding, doing something like that, like simple things. Something like going and understanding somebody or forgiving somebody is very easy. It's not a big deal. You'll start feeling like that. I remember a couple who had come, and he told me that his wife needed to meditate more because she's very angry. Now he told me in a very light way, but I came to know later that she has so much anger issues that her teenage children are sent to their grandmother's home to study. She has such anger that she throws things all around, and in the dining table, you know, this dining chairs have small little decorative things, they're all broken. And the husband refuses to buy another dining set because she's got such anger, she'll throw everything around. So she has anger issues. So I told him, she's not going to come and take the course if you tell that she has a problem. So you join in too. Both of you take the course. It would be nice. So when both of them came, and everything I would say, everything, she would say, right, aapke liye ye. For everything she'll tell the husband, listen, listen properly, sister, repeat it. It is so much for him. I said, what is she going to pick up? No, everything she's trying to put it on him. So, and then at one point, I told her, look, there's so much good in you, which is totally getting, you know, destroyed by this anger. It has to come out now, you know. It's time. It's getting wasted and it's getting tired of being latent there. It wants to come out. So how about, you know, letting it come out and let God help you in that? Do you think you want to try it? She started meditating 5 minutes every day. And that's a way that I can bring God's power into my life. So she started doing that. Everything I spoke, she told me, I know all of this. It looks like there's nothing she doesn't know, and I don't deny it. Probably she knows everything. One day, I think she's been coming, spending 5 minutes, 10 minutes, meditating and all that. And one day, you know, she comes early in the morning. Usually she comes in the evening, and that day she comes in the morning. She goes straight into the meditation room. And for my surprise, I see her not so well-dressed that she usually is. Like if she's going to work or in something, she's well-dressed. And I see her, she's not well-dressed. I wonder what's going to happen. And suddenly her husband calls me and he asks me, is she there? I said, yeah, she's there. Is everything all right? And he says, sister, you should talk to her. You talk to her and find out what's going on. So I go to her and I ask her, is everything all right? How come you're here by, you know, 7:30 in the morning? What's going on? So she says, sister, I came to give you good news. Good news? What good news? Morning, just early in the morning, I got so angry. So this is no good news. No, listen, she says, just listen, sister. I got so angry, that kind of an anger when I start throwing things, I usually do. First time in my life, I had control. And I felt in my heart from one thought to another, I had a gap. And in that gap, I thought, if I stand here and I wait for another moment, I'm going to break things. Get out of here. I wore my slippers and I just walked out like I'm just going for a walk. And I just walked into the center because they stay nearby. I just walked in. And really, now I don't feel that anger, but that control I never had. This is how I think I'm feeling that power now. When I say you will feel that power to bridge the gap, I'm not saying you're going to overcome that anger in 1 or 2 days and you will feel calm and patience and all come over you. If that happens to you in 1 day, it's abnormal. I remember I was giving a lecture on tolerance somewhere, on the power of tolerance somewhere. And there's one gentleman sitting right behind, and the brother comes up and he says, sister, I enjoyed your lecture so much, especially about tolerance. I want to tolerate. I said, what? He said, I really want to tolerate from tomorrow everything in my life, and I think this is a very beautiful virtue. Well, I didn't want to discourage him. I didn't want to tell him that is not how it happens. But then I kept quiet because he was so enthusiastic, and I said, okay. And then after 1 week, he comes back and he really wanted to talk to me. He comes up and he says, sister, I'll tell you, your tolerance doesn't work. But suddenly that has become my tolerance. Your tolerance doesn't work, sister. It really doesn't work. I got more angry than before. Why do you think it happened? You want to tolerate. When you intellectualize something, tolerance has to come from the heart. It has to come with that strength. If you do not have the strength, transformation, you might think it's happening, but you're burning inside. Somebody shouting at you and you're smiling, not saying a word, but fire inside. You call that tolerance? What do you call it? Compromise. It is called suppression. Never ever take suppression to be a power. It is not, because it destroys your self-esteem. It destroys your power. It destroys everything. And then finally you think, I've done so much. That's exactly why the session is about understanding whether truly transformation is taking place. If it happens, it has to happen easy. It has to happen fine. And it has to happen consistently. It can't be tolerance today, intolerance tomorrow, patience third day, impatience fourth day. That is not power. Power is consistently it grows. And gradually it grows. And you'll experience that. For that matter, can I have the next slide please? You will start understand the subtlety of things around you. The more you are experiencing God's power, God's power is such a platform that everything which is subtle and that which you cannot see, you will understand. Most of the time, we only understand what we see. I remember there was a person who taught me how to drive. He's one of those car driving institutes. And he taught me how to drive. And that person, I think he was very wise. You might wonder how. Because when we start driving, I saw one, that was the first day in traffic for me, right? And I was very full of apprehension and I was not knowing whether I'm going the right way or not. And this car put a left indicator and took it to the left. So, a car in front of me. So, immediately, I took the car to the right. Even to the left, and I took it to the right. I thought that's the right way to do. And this person, the trainer, he said, what are you doing? I said, look, he's going to the left and I'm going to the right. So, is it wrong? He said, do you know where you're driving? I said, yeah, I'm driving in Hyderabad. See, that's what you don't understand. You have to understand the psyche of the driver. He's an Indian driver. You have to understand the psyche. I said, what psyche I should understand? Don't go by the car, madam. Never. Go by the psyche. So how would I know the psyche? He said, you know, if he's put the left indicator, give him time. Keep a gap. Give him time. Is he really going to the left? Let him make the choice. And then you decide and proceed. Never jump to conclusions. Yeah? Don't go by signals at all. Never go by signals. And that's what I understood much later, that we should never go by the signals that people give. I'll put a small little anecdote in front of you. It is real. And I would want you to share with the group around you and let me know what the answer would be. This is a simple situation. This man is a businessman and he's a very, very hard-working businessman. He has only one daughter who's 15. And his wife, and his wife's mother stays with them. Because the wife has also been working with him in his business. So the grandmother has been taking care of the daughter all through. One day the grandmother fell in the bathroom and later they came to know she had two fractures. But then the mother rushed in, the daughter rushed in, and the husband, both of them they rushed in and they picked up the mother and they put her on the bed and they call the doctor. As they were preparing everything and calling and finding out what to do and hospital and this and that, and suddenly they notice that this girl is not to be seen anywhere. They look around and then they see that she's watching television. The mother got very upset. She went up to her and said, "Look, what are you doing?" She said, "Can't you see? I'm watching a movie." I said, "Is this the time to watch a movie? So there has to be a time to watch a movie," she said. So you know how the mother would feel, no? She got very irritated and she said, "Your grandmother fell down." She said, "Yeah, you're doing what you have to do." I said, "I'm doing what I have to do, but what do you have to do?" So she said, "What do you want me to do?" So that means to say, "I have to tell you." So the whole argument, you know, it went on and the mother lost control and shouted, "You have no compassion, you're ungrateful and whatever." And she called me, the mother. And, "Sister, you have to tell her something in her head. I think she is little not right. She's not humane. This girl, if she gets married, they'll kick her out." All that the mother is telling me. And the father also took the phone and said, "She has no obedience, this, that." And they both are very upset. So this girl, when she heard them speaking, naturally she doesn't want anyone to know, right, about her. So she picked up the remote, threw it to the corner like that on the couch, and she went off into a room, locked herself, refused to come the whole day out. She didn't come out. The mother is knocking the door, and then she comes to a point, do you want to eat or not, and this and that, nothing, she's not listening. Typical teenage behavior, you would say. But the mother is upset, she's refused to talk to that girl. So then they say, "Sister, first thing is we have to address why she lacks compassion. When her grandmother has fallen, is that the time to watch television, first thing. Second thing is, what is her responsibility towards the situation?" So there are a lot of issues here. So I want you to address it and talk to her. The question I'll put forth to you is, what is the solution you'll give for this problem? Because you're all practical people. Some of you must also be having daughters who may be in teenage, or they have gone through the teenage, whatever, or sons. So what is the solution for this problem? What's a transformational solution? Not how every mother father does, but what is it that we should do if you've really understood the knowledge that we've been hearing till now? What do you think you should do? Go ahead, talk to the person next to you. Go ahead. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Okay. So what is the solution? She should be left alone for some time. The parents have to be in control of the situation. So involve her. Involve her, give her a role. Yes, please. Yeah. Okay, because they're not connected as a family, and that is why she's behaving like that? Okay. Yes. She doesn't know how, previously she never was involved in her grandmother's issues, so now she's not clear what to do. First, understand why she behaved like that. She must be having her own problem. It inspired her to do it than being authoritative and, trying to order things from her. Okay, yes, please. It's a big point. Big point to be addressed. She's in a teenage. Ideas in this particular situation does not, expect any ideas in this. It is... Okay. Okay, here we are. She happened to come to the center one day, maybe about a month later, and I called her in. Well, she knew why I was calling her. So I asked her, what happened that day? And your grandmother fell down in the bathroom and her grandmother was crying out in pain, and then you actually were watching a movie. So what was happening? You didn't want to help. So she said, honestly, I was so upset. I've never seen my grandmother cry. In all the years that I was with her, never saw her cry, never. She's been such a support. I've seen my mother cry. But she's been such a pillar for my mother and for myself. And when I saw her falling, I mean, she's on the floor, crying out in pain, I could not see it. Leave alone doing anything there. I will break down and I'll be a nuisance there. I didn't want to be there. I went out of that room and I didn't know what to do because I was feeling like crying a lot. If my grandmother would see me crying, she will lose it. So I didn't know how to distract myself. I put on the television. And I was not able to concentrate. So I went into a movie. Probably I will concentrate there. Nothing, because my mind was not there at all. And the minute my mother came and shouted at me, I got so irritated, not because she was saying something about what I should be doing, because she didn't understand me. I got so angry that how can you think that I have no compassion? Probably my mother should have taught me how to deal with that situation. She could have come to me and told me, it's okay, beta, everything will be alright. You know, it's just a small, it may be a fracture. She'll be alright, don't worry, don't worry. She could have understood me. As a mother, she did not recognize my feelings. That is what hurt me a lot, and I just went and locked myself in the room, because no explanation can anyone understand what I'm going through. Right? If we are not empowered, we cannot understand the subtlety of the people who work for you, people who live with you, people you interact with. It is very difficult. We live on assumptions. We go by what we see. If his face is like this, he's a very serious person. Never. He can crack the best jokes in the world. Who knows? You can never know. See, Abraham Lincoln's one sentence, somebody forwarded me on my mobile and I loved it. I don't like him. I should know him better. You get one point? I don't like him. That means what? I should know him better, no? Maybe I don't know him much. That's why I don't like him, no? If I really know someone, really for who they are, would I ever not like that person? How is it possible? Isn't it? How much of time am I spending to understand the individual I'm working with or working for? This particular cartoon, I loved it. I put those sentences in it though. Now you see, what is both of them talking about? That person is saying, I'm glad you understood my feeling. He said, first, I can understand why you're saying that. I don't understand what you said. But I understood why you said that. Do you know the difference here? What you said is like, you're good for nothing. It is what I said. Right? Why you said that? What answer? Maybe you have goodwill. You have the good wish for me. You really want me to progress. You are frustrated because I'm not doing good. What is your intention? So this person is happy that you've understood his feelings. This is transformation. Upar upar ka transformation is like a pack of cards. Just breaking and falling any minute. Yeah, I understood what you said. There's some people, you know, when I tell them, apologize. You said this, apologize. I tell them, and then they go and say, Papa, sorry, okay? So what is this sorry? What kind of sorry is that? You've not understood the intentions. You've not understood the intricacies of the problem. You've not understood what would happen if you keep doing it. That's it. So the thing is, the subtlety, do we catch? This is, when you rush through life, we will never know.
And there are a lot of delicate and intricate and subtle things all around. I'm not just sit down and keep thinking about what others' feelings are. It's a big bother. You can't do that. But I should have that clarity so that I can catch it. If there is a lot of clutter here, I can't catch it. When something, when power comes in, things become clear. Everything becomes clear. Like, you know, when you had nice night rest. You wake up, things are clear in picture. In the night, you know, you want to write something, nothing gets into your head. And the morning, you can sit and write and do your own stuff and do things clearly and nicely. A lot of people say, let us sleep and tomorrow morning we'll think with a new mind. Some people will say, dima kaam mein nahi aa raha. Khana khake baithenge. Nee? Don't we say that? So let me get some strength from my stomach and my body and then I think probably we'll be able to do something of it. So the more the strength I'm getting, the more the clarity. Now look, this is usually like a workshop, but the solution is already there, so I can't give it to you as a workshop, but you can go through it. You have a person A and person B. Two entirely different people. Completely different people. A, very sincere, committed, focused, hardworking, assertive, fully into that. And the other side, that person is carefree, loveful and compassionate and have people skills and he's very considerate. They're all the other side, the two people. Now every time these two people will get together to work, there will be a conflict, let me tell you. Individually, wonderful people, together, terrible. Why? Because he's so focused at work, he's so focused in just connecting. Carefree. And he wants to finish his work, he would say, you know, let us be nice to each other and we'll do it calmly, we'll do it together, come, we'll do it together. What do you mean you're doing it together? You do your work, I'll do mine. You get what I'm trying to say? So, this is the problem when you look at somebody who's different from you and you think that person is not good enough. It's wrong. He has his own thing going. You have your own thing going. But you haven't found a way to match it. There is always a gray area where you meet. You can't expect B to come into the A zone and A to go into the B zone. Impossible. Like, I don't know if I mentioned the other day. Did I mention here? Like, if you're calling on the, you know, you're giving an address to your house to somebody, if you tell your address, it will be difficult. You have to give a landmark, right? They always tell, give a landmark. What is it? Achha, this so-and-so hotel is there and there it. Oh, that I know, that hotel I know. So, I can reach up till there. You don't tell me to come all the way to your house and find it on my own. Give me a landmark. Right? So, for every situation, I have to come a few steps forward and accept the situation. And the situation will explain to you why it came to your life. You don't accept the situation, you won't accept the person, you won't accept what's going on. Then it's terrible. There's one lady, she broke her hand and her leg. This one hand, one leg, both. She is so active, I can't tell you. You know that Lions Club president and women something she does and she's so, you know, into all this, what you call as groups. Social groups, and she's a wonderful cook, and she entertains a lot in her house, and she meditates, and she does exercise. Oh my God, she's got a very, very tight schedule. This kind of a person, she fell down and broke her hand and leg in one go, that's it. And she's on the wheelchair. You know, she can't even, because this also, the shoulder also got some dislocation, so she can't take that clutches and go around also. So she's in a very bad shape. She's got two daughters and a husband and all. And so, I met her. And the person who went with me, she said, ye kya ho gaya? You know, what a terrible thing that has happened. One leg and one hand. How it is that it's happened to you? She was really genuinely feeling bad. And so she told her that. And she understood that.
But she said, अच्छा ही हुआ ना, she said. ये कैसे अच्छा हो गया? One hand, one leg broken on the wheelchair, it will take 6 months. What अच्छा हुआ? What is so great? So she said, after such a long time, I'm sitting back and my husband and daughter are cooking, no? When will I have that opportunity? To enjoy that? So the husband started laughing, you know. So the thing is, how is it that I'm able to pick up the beauty in a situation is transformation. To be able to explain to others that there is something there. Do you know? There's a secret there. Do you know that? We won't see it, but it'll happen soon. It is there. This person is terrible. Something is there in him. You know what? I'm telling you the truth. A secret between us, okay? You keep telling about somebody or something again and again. अच्छा हो जाएगा, ये बहुत अच्छा आदमी है, बहुत अच्छी चीज है, परिस्थिति भी चेंज हो जाएगा, मेरे को विश्वास है. आप ऐसे बोलते जाओ, लीव इट इन टू द एनवायरमेंट, इट विल हैपन. आई एम टेलिंग इट विल हैपन. Somebody will catch it. I'm telling you. I don't know why it's happening. I know why it's happening. Sometimes when you just speak it, you start having faith in it. I'm telling you. You say it and you will have faith in it. Others will have or not, I don't know. But you will have it. I'm telling you, no. There's something there with faith. Not losing touch with it. And that requires the moment where you connect in between. You see what is written in between there? We can work together with learning not to worry from B. B is carefree, hai na, what worry he will do? He doesn't worry about anything. He is just so happy, right? At the same time, not to postpone things from A. Two things at the same time. Don't worry, but do it in time. कितनी अच्छी बात है. अब लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर वेरी फोकस्ड एंड दे कीप ऑन डूइंग एंड वरिंग द हेड. व्हाट्स द पॉइंट ना. सो यू शुड हैव अ कनेक्शन देयर. लर्न फ्रॉम बोथ एंड द मोमेंट लर्निंग एक्चुअली द मोर यू गेट गॉड्स पावर व्हाट हैपेंस इज योर लर्निंग गोज अप वेरी हाई. द एबिलिटी टू लर्न इज वेरी हाई देन और इज विल गेट बोर्ड. See, you are all here now, just sitting and listening and all that. You know, the more you listen, sometimes you hear some things and you think, my God, this is impossible, we can't do it. Strength determines what you feel. You know this story about this weightlifter? I told you, did I? I didn't know. This weightlifter, he was lifting weights, about 20 kgs, and he was a 20 kg champion, okay, let us say. So what happened, his coach told him, now it's time for you to lift about 30 kgs. He said, what? 20 kgs, I've had hard work and I reached this place. Let me be a champion here and leave it at it. I'm not going to lift 30 kgs. Look at me. I can't. So that coach said, forget it. We'll only practice 20 kgs. So every day he's practiced for the next year championship. So he's practiced. Sometimes he finds it very difficult and again he'll try. He'll think I'm weak. So he will build up his own, system and stamina and he'll keep trying. Sometimes good, sometimes not. Somehow he manages in the last tournament. He goes and when he's lifting, he's written there 30 kgs. He says, what are you doing? Take me to 20 kg category. Why you put him in the 30 kg one? So the coach said, what do you think you practiced all this year? 30 kgs only. The only thing is you didn't know. Right? We are capable of doing everything, whatever all the lectures here are speaking about. We are capable, but the block is only in that area where we are telling ourselves we cannot. And that is where God's power will work. Even if you sit down in the house and say, I can do it, you won't be able to do it. You need strength again, no? To sustain that thought. Because there will be somebody who will come and say, what are you thinking? Are you crazy? You think you can do that? There will be somebody who will tell with their all their good wishes, not in a bad way, but then to bring it into life continuously. And easily, without a struggle, strength. What an easy thing if I have strength. So, everything in the subtle aspect, I can catch and I can keep it. And see where I can meet. One mediator, he shared a story with us one day. And I want to share it with you. He mediates between groups who are in conflict. He talks about this girl getting married into a house, a very, very affluent family back in Mumbai. And the boy, who was about 25, he developed a very rare disease and he died quickly in about 4 months. So the father has an empire of some businesses and everything going on, and the boy died and the daughter-in-law is like totally broken. And so she, after a while, she's going to depression. So she would, her parents requested her, the in-laws, that could she go out and meet people and things like that. Thoda bahar jayengi to fir, you know, she'll feel better. So she kept going out. But what would happen is these people, because they stay a little away in, you know, maybe in a different part of Mumbai, by the time they would drop, it would be a little late, 11:30-ish and all that. And they would see her that she's now getting well-dressed and because she's meeting people and all. So they said, now she's moved on. She's doing very well now. So we are the sufferers. We've lost our only child and she's doing very well. Please take her to your own home and keep her with you. We don't want her. So the parents said, okay, we'll take her. So they were taking her. The way they were treated, in the sense that, you know, all her things and everything, but what they had given her were not given back, something like that. So the parents got a little angry and they said, we're going to put a case and we want about 3 crores. And they can, it's peanuts for them, 3 crores is peanuts for that family. But they said, not a pie. She can just go with her clothes that she walked in and we're not giving her 1 paisa more. Get her out of our building. So then the war began. The lawyers, they started putting case after case, which is not true. The in-laws ill-treated her, they misbehaved, which is not true. And then the boy says no, the father says no, she misbehaved and she was terrible in our family. My son suffered, whatever. And so finally the mediator came to the picture. Before you get into the court, we better finish it here. So they called forth after arguments, and one day he said, without the lawyers, I want to talk to you both. The daughter-in-law and the father-in-law, no parents allowed. He called the daughter-in-law, made her sit. You tell me, what do you want from your father-in-law? Finally, what do you want? She just looked at him and she said, respect. You don't want 3 crores? No. You want respect. I want respect. The kind of respect he gave me when I came into their home. I'm still the same individual, but without a husband. But that doesn't mean that I cannot get that respect now. Okay. So, but what about the practical aspect? You want to go survive in the world? You want some money, something like that? She said, look, I'm educated. It's not I'm not. I want the car which was used by my husband and the same driver. Okay, fine. Anything else? I want 30,000 rupees per month before I establish myself. Okay. And then there is one apartment, a small apartment, which is given for rent. I would like to live there. Of course, I don't want to stay with my parents. Once I buy my own house, I'll return that apartment before I can settle down. Reasonable enough. What about the 3 crores? She said, I don't want anything from him. Okay. They went up to the man, the father-in-law. Sir, what is it that you will give your daughter-in-law? So he said, look, if at all I have to give, because she was married to my son, if at all I have to give her anything, I'll give her that car. She can keep it and the driver also she can keep. Achha, aur kya denge? Ek apartment hai. That she can have. I don't want it. It is in my son's name. She can have it. And 50,000 per month. That's it. Till she gets a job. No 3 crores, nothing. Sir, your daughter-in-law is telling she wants 30,000 per month. What? 30,000. And no 3 crores she wants. She doesn't want, she just wants the house till she buys her own. She doesn't want it in her name also. Achha, she's saying that. Okay, come, both of you sit, let us talk and write paper on it. Okay, they both sit down. And as they're writing, The father-in-law staring at his daughter-in-law continuously, it seems. That girl is sitting in her own self. And he looks at her and says, "Beta, why do you want to go work anywhere? No, work with us." Now he's not there, Ajay is not there. Now you come and take over, no? Why you have to go work hard anywhere? Why can't you take our house? You don't have to stay with us. There's a house next door. You can stay there only, no? Whom do we have but you? Look at the transformation of the situation. How did it transform? How did it transform because of the mediator? No. Understanding the feelings. Finally, if somebody is shouting at you, you have to understand this person wants respect. Not that you forgot to tell him something or you forgot telling me, you did it, they're shouting like that. But actually what are they saying? Respect me, respect me. Huh? If you don't understand that, you'll only go away, okay, from tomorrow, no? I will tell and do, okay? They're not happy with that. I'm telling you, you are right and I will respect you. I really respect. People are crazy for respect now. And that subtlety, if you don't catch and empower yourself, you somehow are left behind. And you think you're doing so good in this so-called bad world. You're doing so good, but you're not getting the results because you don't know how to do it. I was telling in the Hindi session yesterday that it seems there was a hoarding in the U.S. selling a soap, apple-smelling bath soap. It is written there on the hoarding, "This is not the best soap, but it's a good one. Try it." What an honest statement, ne? What an honest statement. People are going and buying it for their honesty. You should have the courage to say that. This is not the best one. We are not in. That means to say, subtly we are actually indicating that we are not in competition with anybody. We don't compete with anybody. We are not. When you say I am the best, you are competing with somebody. I am not the best, but I am not like the rest. I am a good one. Use it. Back in Hyderabad, there's a small jewelry store somewhere near Charminar. I think since generations, my mother and everybody would go there. Every time they want to do something with jewelry, I think it's like a family store, I don't know what it is. And my sister would tell my mother, "Why to go all the way when we have so many stores in the city here?" She said, "No, he's the best." One day I happened to travel with them, I think it's back in my college days, and traveled with them, and I saw how he is the best. As soon as we go, he gives that cool drink and all that, make you sit, and then you should hear this. He'll come, the owner, he'll come, and he will say, "How is your older daughter? Has she finished her masters? How is your husband? He knows my whole family. Everybody he knows. And my mother is so happy." Because mothers, it's very easy to make mothers happy. If you keep inquiring about their family and the concerns of their life and all, and they're so happy, and then suddenly he disappears. Like he's always there, but he's not there suddenly. And we look around, he's nowhere, and then when young fellow comes and starts showing the jewelry. Because he's done his task. He's done his work. Now he'll start showing jewelry and everything, and once we select something, let us say the younger girl or somebody like me who selects some jewelry, he'll come out again. Finally, the final thing which has to be done, he comes and he looks at everything and he looks at me and he says, "You like this, is it?" I said, "Yeah, I liked it. This has got too much gold. You go to college, so I don't think so. I can make the same one with lesser gold. Same design. It look very nice." I said, "Okay, you are an expert, right?" I said, "Okay." And then my mother is so happy, she'll buy more and more because now we spent less. Technique. And not in a cunning way. In a very beautiful way. Now this is not good for you. And the minute he says not good for you, you will think he's a personal friend here.
this is an art, and the art comes from the heart. How much ever you use your head, people will make you out. They'll know what you really mean it or not. I don't know where he is and what he is doing. His son has taken over, but I do remember him. I remember him because of the contribution he makes for his customers in the most beautiful way. And you would say, what virtues does he hold? Lot of patience, lot of compassion and love. I don't think a jeweler need to have all that. A jeweler needs a discrimination whether it's real gold or not, and that's enough. He can run his business for all you know, but the kind of relationship, he's not the one who'll send you a gift home. Oh, happy Diwali. No. The season's greetings, isn't it? No. He would actually call few customers. He'll call and say, oh, how are you doing? It's been a long time since you came to a jewelry store. My mother would feel, you know, obligated now. He called. I should go. Ay, babre, kya phone kyun kar liya? My father would say, why did he call? He shouldn't have called. So the whole understanding of it is that it is very easy to win hearts. It's very easy to bring people close to you. Until and unless you don't have that cleanliness here and you are judging others, others are judging you then. I was sitting in the house, minding my own business. Somebody walked in and he said he's selling 1 rupee pens. I said, I've never heard 1 rupee pens. You know, we sell it, 1 rupee pens, which is much easy, write and throw. But outside people coming and selling 1 rupee pens. And I said, 1 rupee pen? I'm sure it's not going to work. He said, madam, if you take one pen, you'll get another one free. So, oh my God, 50 paisa pen? I don't want it. No. You take it. I said, I don't want it. And then he moved away. He goes onto the road. He comes back again in 5 minutes. I said, why did you come? I told you I don't want it. He said, sister, no, I don't want to sell this pen. But what is that board outside? Brahma Kumari is free, meditation and all. I said, come sit down. I'll tell you. I made him sit down and I told him everything about what we teach and what goes on here and everything. He says, "Acha Benji, aap kitne logon ko sunate?" I mean, it depends, one person, 10 people, maybe a whole crowd of people. How much time? 1 hour, 2 hours, whole day also. Then he said, how much information they take? Oh, they take a lot of information. But how will they remember? So they note it down. So, 1 rupee pen says. So, I bought those pens. You might wonder why. Because he fulfilled my need. I'm used to people listening to me. Yeah? He fulfilled my need. I fulfilled his. Yeah? If you know the art, if somebody is looking for appreciation, give it. No. Don't be a miser over it. I was telling one husband, the wife is feeling very agitated in the night. She'll get up and she'll feel like jumping over the balcony. Because he's always commenting on her for everything, all her married life. So she wants to jump over the balcony and die in the night. It's very dangerous. I told Bhai Sahab, aap thoda please, aap dhyan mein rakho. Kyunki she wants to jump out of the balcony. It's not good for you. Achha, theek hai. So I was wanting him to understand that he should appreciate her. He's telling, tala laga denge na? Tala laga denge. Tala lagane se kya hua? He'll find something. And then, kuch nahi hunga, sab double okay humare ghar pe. He's telling. And I said, okay, now forget it. Next time when she came, she's, both problem ho gaya. Really, night I'm getting up. Now I feel like taking a stone and hitting him. I said, my God. I said, I told him, now you see, you should do something about this. But I didn't tell him that she's getting a thought. I said, please, you should do. Either take her to a psychiatrist or either you change yourself. Or either, you know, send her for the meditation course. Kuch to karna chahiye aapko. Then he said, but aap batao, mujhe kya karna hai. I said, appreciate her. Appreciate. Don't do anything, but appreciate her again and again for whatever it happens. He thought for a while and he says, sister, I can't lie. I said, is there nothing good she does that you can appreciate? There is nothing that you can see and reach out?
You know, sometimes in some relationships people hold on to one virtue in somebody and then whole life they just forget about everything else. You know, if you don't hold on to that one thing properly, the rest of it will keep coming and attacking, you know. Right? To not to lose touch with the spark in everyone. Because when you lose touch with the spark, others will lose touch with your spark. Automatically. Ab dekhna bhi chahenge to bhi nahi dikhai padega. It's a mutual thing, isn't it? Because God is the only one who can only keep on seeing a spark, whether you remember Him, whether you forget Him, whether you call Him, whether you don't call Him at all. He's always looking at you in that direction. So to be like that, I have to fill myself with that power continuously so that we know where we are heading. But one thing is understanding this. This is, I told you the other day? I did not. Okay. Yes, no? No, no? Yes or no? In that session I told you. Okay, I'll tell. Sometimes when you drink tea, you know, you feel there's no sugar in it. And you feel they've not put sugar in it. But then you somehow drink it off. And then by the end of that, you will see sugar. Right? It has not been mixed properly. So when you go through life, when things are not happening the way you want it to happen, yeah? But somewhere by the end of it, there's some sweetness remaining there. It's there. You won't go through anything without the end being something nice. But then you go through it with acceptance, with understanding and not reacting. You go there and you will see there's something in the end of the road, it's waiting for you. It's a nice surprise though. Do we like surprises or not? So behind every situation that comes in front of you, transform your thoughts. And you understand it's teaching you something. The first time I wrote something, some little article or something I wrote, and the person who read it, he was very honest enough to come and speak to me right in front of me. I was very young at that time. I think I must have been with Brahma Kumaris for some time. And what I wrote was a whole lot of stuff which I took from somewhere, because I thought, you know, if I write on my own, probably it won't come out right. So I took it from another article from Brahma Kumaris and I put it there because the same matter. So he looked at it and he said, "You didn't write it." I said, "No, I took it from the article from the other thing." I said, He said, "I know that matter is already there, but I want you to write." I said, "I've never written." He said, "But you should write. This is garbage," he said. I said, "My God, what is so garbage about it? It is English, proper English with nice full stops and commas. Where it is garbage?" I was looking at it. And then I thought to myself at that point that he is my teacher. Though he is not English professor or anything, but God has sent him to be my teacher, to bring out the best in me in whatever way possible, a good way or a bad way. I need to look at it that way. And the minute I start thinking, and that was the time I actually understood how to really write properly. Not like, you know, he would say, "You're too verbose," he used to say. "You just keep talking, like how you talk, you write." It's not like that. When you write, it has to be different. If you're a singer and you love to sing, you can sing, everybody will appreciate. But if you have to sing with a group, you can't sing in the same way. You will go totally different direction, no? So everything has its own art. And the minute you recognize something is coming to teach you, and that is the moment you will transform. But it is very difficult then. And for that thought to come, God's power works. Nothing else will work. All the knowledge, all the self-help books, all the people who come and tell you things, nothing helps you but only this, that I have to learn and move ahead. Thank you for listening to me. We have Brother Raj Gopal here. He is from Hyderabad. And is somebody introducing Raj Gopal bhai, or should I? Aap introduce karne wale? So Raj Gopal bhai is from Hyderabad. And he's been in this knowledge for the past 20 years. And so he's been meditating regularly. He travels extensively. He has a double PhD in chemistry. Organic chemistry, and you would say He would say that Rajagopal Bhai and myself, we were classmates, in the sense, in the spiritual class. So when he came to Brahma Kumaris, that is the same period of time in 92, where I came into this Brahma Kumaris too. So we would both sit in the same classroom and listen. And so there is a pharmaceutical company. He worked there in R&D as, you know, a very responsible position. And then he started his own company, Erythro Pharma, and he's still running that company. He's doing very well. And he has a wife who is taking care of nuclear medicine in a hospital. She's a radiologist. And he's got a son who is now working. He's done his MS there in the US, and he's also working in the US. And so he does a lot of seva. He's a very important member in the Brahma Kumaris, where he takes up very big tasks in Brahma Kumaris responsibly, and he performs them. So here he is with us. So he'll share his experiences in the practical world. I have been speaking of the spiritual side, but he's going to speak about the practical world, where he's been living and managing people and using this God's powers. Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Radhika Bhai, for introduction. As sister introduced, I did my PhD from Pune University in organic chemistry. And after that, I felt I should continue further. And I didn't know what to do. And I was a little reluctant to go for a job. Then I went to USA. It's one of the best universities, University of Wisconsin. There, I took biotechnology. It's a biotechnology and organic chemistry is a little bit related. I don't know how many of you has touched with science, either physics or chemistry. Maybe some of you have. So then I took biotechnology, and it was a bit interesting. It was in the 80s. Then is another PhD. It's a postdoctorate, but you can consider it as another PhD work. Then I came back and I joined one of the big pharmaceutical company as their R&D in charge. And that time I told myself that whatever I do, it should be new. New in the sense, at least it should be the first time in the country, whatever I do. I can't do the things which others are doing. But that was a good thought. Now I know that who inspired to take that thought is God Himself. Otherwise, pharma industry is known for copying internationally. And we may be seeing in newspapers, they copy and they go to court and they have to win over the cases. And I want to be away from that. At that young age. But I was a little successful in that. I could do a good work, and for the first time in the country. And also, some of the countries appreciated our work that time. And with that little, I became known to this industry. Then I was lucky enough at that time to come to know about Baba's Gyan, about Brahma Kumaris. And that was in 92. Then, the day one I like one of you, I came and attended one of the senior brothers, the most senior brothers of Brahma Kumaris, Brother Jagdish, and Jagdishji, and his class I attended, and from that day till today, these classes are going on regularly. And it was, like sister was saying, it's Baba's, who is always with us, even we try to be away for little bit sometimes on occasions, and he will be with us all the time. And he takes care of that we will be with him. And apart from this, when it comes to experiences, and today and yesterday you might have undergone to that morning class, that who am I? How many of you say that I am a soul? All of you, no? Then who is our Father? Supreme, Atma and Paramatma. And with this knowledge having in mind, and if you try to attempt to do things and to interact with people, and you want to be in this consciousness, and at the same time you are dealing with the people who are having other consciousness, a lot of things happens. But those are all enjoyable. You can't, you know, say that it's a difficult situation that I'm going through. So one of the things that has happened in my life, so after I started my own company, then how to maintain this knowledge, how to imbibe this knowledge, how to practice, how to become the what God wants to you to become, and at the same time how to run the business. And initially we had some hiccups, some difficulties, but later on slowly it became an enjoyable thing, and now it is a routine. And in the beginning, what we used to do in the pharmaceutical industry, and we have to be real honest into the customers, because product, it goes to the, you know, consumption, the human consumption. The people are already these days taking 2-3 types of drugs, and whatever drug you make, whatever medicine you provide, it should be a contamination free, and it should be a good product, and it should be made very hygienic way. And you can't just say that I am doing it, and for the sake of saying, we cannot say. It has to be practical. There we had a tough time. And there I decided that whatever we do, that we should speak about that. Whatever I am doing, I should represent to them. I can't say that I am doing something and I speak something. But there I received Baba's help. And we could do it. And one of the products we made and we supplied to the U.S., that's the U.S. government, and that's where we got little award also from the state government of Andhra Pradesh. So that Baba helped. That time it was a very difficult thing for me mentally, and to do same thing and to speak the same thing. And we could achieve it's Baba's help. And having that consciousness, and Supreme is there with us, and I am the soul, and I am supplying this medicine to the other souls who are my brothers and sisters. And if you talk about souls, they are all our brothers. And no contaminated product should be supplied. With that kind of thought, I was moving ahead. And 2 years before, this quality problem came in one of the major pharmaceutical industry that some of you may be knowing, that Aurobindo Pharma is about 6,000 crore company. And they had a problems of these quality problems. And to represent what they are doing to the U.S. government, that is Food and Drug Administration, that is FDA, is one of the major drug control authority. And we have to explain to them what you are doing properly. And if you make one small mistake and they identify, then they cancel the whole license. So that we try to give little bit, you know, suggestions to them. And as a result, I became one of the directors in the board of that company. Even now I am continuing. And 1 month before, 1 or 2 months before, you might have seen some good news and big news. God's particle. I want to share this. And now you know who is God. And all of you know also what is particle. So it was a big thing. And they did a lot of work on this. And that is in Switzerland. And they had I don't know how much time, another 2 minutes? So I want to share this, since I said that I did PhD and this and that, the little bit I should know in that front also. So in Switzerland, about 20-25 years back, they established an independent research, investing few billions of dollars, and they want to know what is particle. And two groups independently, they worked on that particle. Because they don't want, suppose one group is working and they say this is the particle. And to prove that, another group they have to start, and whether what they are saying is right or not, to prove that they have to start. And they didn't want to do that. Two independent groups, without knowing what other group is doing, they have to do it separately, and they should come with same results. And they came up. In the month of June, on 22nd, they announced, we found. That means, all of you came, all of us, when we came to this Brahma Kumaris, what we found? Baba, na? So they started experiencing more than they found the God, the experience of after identifying particle, they thought they found the God. So they named it as the God's particle. So God is also particle. Particle of knowledge, particle of light, particle of love, and particle of purity. And that is the particle, what they are thought particle, it comes from sun. Suppose you are seeing me, I am sitting here, if you close these lights, can you see me? No, no. So those particles come from these lights. They're basically from sun, or otherwise from tube light or torch light or anywhere. These particles continuously falls on me, that's how you could see. Those particles continuously falls on you and I could see you. So like, that's how this particle has importance, and they prove, yes, this particle is also an energy and it continuously travels from sun to the earth and we all get exposed, that's why we could move and we could see each other. In addition to that, there is another important thing. This particle, when it gets into our eye, when you see this particle, in eye there is a chemical. There is a chemical called ligand. That chemical, when it absorbs this particle energy, that chemical changes to ion energy levels. That's how you see again. Otherwise you don't see. When somebody leaves their body, doctor, before seeing the pulse and heartbeat, you put the torch light into the eye and say this is no more. You know, when you put the torch light, when particle emerges from this torch light, gets onto the eye, eye doesn't reciprocate. That ligand doesn't go into the iron energy. That means no life. So these are the things these scientists prove. And now we are all lucky and we are all fortunate and we came here and we came to know who am I. I am also that particle. This particle is also useful to in many ways and many things. And also we found another particle. Who is supreme. And that particle does everything. Isn't it? And there is another particle which is a drama. It also moves on continuously. You know? So, is the knowledge which is very important. It's scientifically proven in some other way. And spiritually, the Brahma Kumaris are trying to explain. And we know we are souls. And our Father is also Supreme Soul. And what we are doing, it's fixed in the drama and we are all doing. And our ultimate aim is to enjoy our life. To be happy and make others happy. So this God particle story is a big story, and there are about 17 Nobel Prize have been given. From the beginning when Einstein said, this God's particle, it's come from sun, it takes about 8 minutes, those particle from sun to land on the earth. 8 minutes time it takes. And that was Einstein said, and he got Nobel Prize. And after that there are about 14 to 15 PhDs have been awarded on this talking about this particle. And particle is very, very important. And in addition to that, and when we know about us, and we know about Supreme, our aim and object is not to get the Nobel Prize, and of course if we get it's fine, our aim is to take whatever, you know, maximum we can take from our Supreme, from our Father, and imbibe that, and make sure that our soul again gets enlightened, and then we charge our soul now, and this is the time when you come to the, you know, understanding about who am I and who is my Father and what our Father has and what we don't have. And if we can take that, you know, the energy, that whatever, love, purity, knowledge and power, then this is the right time for us to fill our soul, our particle, energize and make into the full energy charge particle, so that our rest of the journey that particle takes care. Om Shanti, thank you very much. And meeting
our brothers will sing a song for you all. They continuously make songs and they sing back in Hyderabad. Brothers Shishir and Parag, they both will come and sing. Yeah. They both are in this knowledge for some time and they regularly practice. So Shishir Bhai, actually, you know, he works in a company called Infosys, but his passion is music. So he learns, he can play guitar and also sing, and then he uses his talent for Baba's seva. So that's also very nice. Yeah.
Thank you. हकीकत मुझको मेरा परमात मिला उस दुनिया में रहने वाले शिव बाबा तेरा नाम है क्या अपना है या है ये हकीकत मुझको मेरा परमात मिला उस दुनिया में रहने वाले शिव बाबा तेरा नाम है क्या कब से न जाने तेरी खातिर कितना था बेताब ये दिल कब से न जाने देख रहा था कैसे कैसे खाब ये दिल दिल कहता है बाबा यहाँ तो जाता लम्हा थम जाए वक्त का दरिया बहते बहते इस मंजर में रम जाए तू ही फरिश्ता मुझको बनाए और तेरा है काम ही क्या उस दुनिया में रहने वाले शिव बाबा तेरा नाम है क्या ओ आज तलक था दूर सही और था तुझसे अनजान सही तेरा साथ नहीं पाता तो दिल ही न पाता ज्ञान कभी ये अरमां है शोर नहीं हो खामोशी के मेले हो इस दुनिया में दर्द न हो हम सुख शांति संग खेले हो तेरी मत पर चल रहा हूँ और मेरा अब काम है क्या उस दुनिया में रहने वाले शिव बाबा तेरा नाम है क्या सपना है या है ये हकीकत मुझको मेरा परमात मिला उस दुनिया में रहने वाले शिव बाबा तेरा नाम है क्या शिव बाबा तेरा नाम है क्या
Om Shanti. So I thank Radhika sister for giving us such a beautiful insight to what exact transformation is expected and also Rajgopal Bhai for sharing his wonderful experiences. I mean that link up between God's particle, that is very good. Thank you very much. And Brother Parag and Brother Shishir, right? It was a beautiful song, isn't it? So, thank you very much.